With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen has been confirmed as the new Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, replacing the fired Kristi Noem. The final vote was 54-45, with Mullen voting in favor of his own nomination. The only Republican voting against the nomination was Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. There were two Democrats who supported the nomination, Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman and New Mexico Senator Martin Heinrich. Mullen will immediately face a government shutdown of his department. The investigation continues into the deadly crash involving an Air Canada jet and a fire truck at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
The pilot and co-pilot were killed. The impact severed the cockpit and hurled a flight attendant, still secured to her seat, far from the crash site. She survived. An air traffic controller can be heard on airport communications frantically telling the fire truck to stop. Later,
we were dealing with an emergency earlier and I messed up.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says he can't give specifics on what went wrong.
I've heard the rumor that there was only one controller in the tower, and that's not accurate.
One passenger said the plane hit turbulence on the descent to New York and credited the pilot's reflexes with saving lives. I'm Ed Donahue.
Correspondent John Gambrell reports the U.S. will not strike Iran's power plants for 5 days.
Now, Iran hasn't acknowledged any discussions between the two countries. And in fact, just in the last couple of moments, we've had Iranian state television describing Trump as having backed down to the Iranians. All this comes as Iran earlier today had threatened to target electrical sites, desalination plants, and even the United Arab Emirates.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 631 points. This is SRN News. A new study asks clergymen about technology.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it finds that 95% of America's church leaders believe that digital tools and online platforms open new opportunities for ministries. 79% also think that innovations in high tech will positively shape the future of the church. Many congregations have adopted digital tools, and Barna says, quote, "The next question is, how can the technology they already use help them fulfill their mission more faithfully and effectively?" Michael Harrington reporting.
A 31-year-old Georgia woman has been charged with murder by police who say she took pills to induce an illegal abortion. If state prosecutors decide to move forward, it would be one of the first instances of a woman being charged for terminating a pregnancy in Georgia since it passed a law banning most abortions. Police determined the woman had been pregnant beyond 6 weeks. This is SRN News. A burning smell forces the Newark Airport Control Tower workers to evacuate the premises, briefly halting flights.
Air traffic controllers there evacuated the tower due to a burning smell coming from an elevator. The FAA says there was no fire, no injuries, and the delay lasted less than an hour. Staff relocated to a backup tower during the pause. This came while flights were being diverted there from LaGuardia Airport, which was closed following a deadly crash late Sunday night that killed the pilot and co-pilot of an Air Canada jet and injured dozens when that plane hit a fire truck on the runway responding to a separate incident. Julie Walker, New York.
Armed federal immigration officers in tactical gear moved through terminals at some of the busiest U.S. airports Monday, standing near security lines and checkpoints. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.